Since there's not much information on the web and there's not many tutors covering it, I'm going to start delivering some lessons on Flash, PHP, and MySQL communication. And I just wanted to show you my little diagram here, that or a little illustration that'll help understand the circle of communication that happens when Flash sends out a request to PHP. And so the file, I'll also show you a couple of examples of where I use this online live, so you can see if this kind of thing that you might want to learn how to put into your Flash applications. Okay, so, and just so you know before we explain things here, this PHP file will be one PHP file. These arrows are points in time, and this PHP file will be the same exact file as this PHP file on that side. MySQL is the database, and Flash is what the user sees in the browser. Okay, so step one is where the process starts is Flash is accessed by a browser, whether it be Safari, Internet Explorer, or Firefox. It's opened in by some user in the world somewhere, and your Flash application is displayed to the user. Now at that point you have the option to command Flash to send out the call to PHP to get the data first thing, or you can wait till after your Flash intro plays, or wait till some movie clip, part of a timeline, anywhere you want. If you want to wait to send the call out to PHP, you have that option. You don't have to send the call out right away, but you can send it out right away. Just put it on the first frame, the first timeline, all by itself, and make the function when it calls, when the information comes back, snap to frame 2 and let your Flash file play like normal. But what happens is the Flash file will send a call to PHP or a request to PHP for information. PHP says, "Okay, Flash, I've been waiting for you. I'm a special made script just for you, and I'm going to gather what you need. I'm going to MySQL now, and I'm going to call and request a certain result set of data." And MySQL then says, "Okay, Mr. PHP, I hear your call, I see what you want, I'm going to gather it up, put it in a package, and give it back to you." PHP says, "Thank you, I see the package, I see what's in it, I'm going to parse it, and I'm going to send it back to Flash." Flash says, "Thank you, Mr. PHP, I'm going to show the information to the user now in the browser, in a cool animated Flash kind of way." And it's really the whole process, and it happens in a split second. Flash makes the call, PHP makes a call, MySQL delivers, PHP delivers back to Flash, and then that process is done. The user is then seeing the information. And let's show you on the site, on Develop PHP, I'll show you a couple of places where I use this. Right here where it says Welcome Visitor, my whole header is Flash. And up here where it says Welcome Visitor, it changes after they log in. It changes to say the user's name and a button so they can get to their control panel. That's some Flash magic right there, and it's PHP and MySQL integration that makes that possible for me. And also here in my poll, where it says Adam's Web Tutorial Poll, and you can see these applications by going to developphp.com. But here is a Flash poll that I custom made, and it has PHP and MySQL functionality, and it stores the user's options, and it makes sure that the user's logged in. If you're not a logged in member of my site, you can't vote, sucker. And that's how it works. So that's the beginning of the our whole Flash PHP and MySQL coding endeavor. And we're going to start some tutorials real soon, so look forward to them. We'll see you guys next lesson.